Okay, Chevra. Simon Sandi Beis Seif Beis begins like some of, pardon the expression, the meat and potatoes of Basar B'Cholav. This is a very difficult sugya to understand because it impacts on many yesodos. What I'd like to do today is kind of set the table and explain the tzir, the case of it. Then the Mirza Hashem will move on to get into some of the details as we go forward. The Mishnah Kuf Chasamar Aleph talks about that when a tipas cholov falls on the chaticha, if a drop of milk falls on the piece of meat, so if there is nois and tam in the chaticha, then it's aser. Meaning, only that chaticha is aser. But then when it's near, it's hakadera, if it's nois and tam in the entire kadera, it's aser. So the Mishnah tells me that sometimes only the chaticha is aser, and sometimes the entire kedera becomes aser. And the difference, the Mishnah says, is whether it's ni'er es ha-kedera. Nachon? That's a fairly straightforward, simple reading of the Mishnah. However, the tzior of this case is not very clear. Tosfos comments that we're talking about a situation, and this is the shita of the ri, on Sadi Vavam and Beis, they were talking about a case that the entire chaticha is chutz lerotav. And that's why all I care about is that one chaticha. In other words, the situation is I have a pot. I have one piece of meat that is partially in the pot, partially not in the pot. And I have another piece of meat on top of that piece of meat, no? So here's my pot, if my entire Shiras Hayom is the pot. And I have one piece of meat that's partially submerged in the pot, and another piece of meat on top of that piece. So that's the only ofen, according to the Ri, when only that chaticha becomes usar. If that chaticha is partially submerged, so the Ri would say in that situation, the cholov that falls on the chaticha would immediately diffuse to the entire kedera. Right? The Ri's shita is there should be some way to like lower the things to avoid the glare. Maybe not. But the Ri's shita basically is that whenever the piece of meat is partially submerged, there is automatic diffusion and the cholov spreads to the entire pot. Obviously, that will mean that bittul is much easier because I have 60 times, or it's more likely to have 60 times connected the tipa if it diffuses to the entire pot. Adkan das hari. Now, the Bali HaTosfos quote that Rashi disagrees with the Ri. The Bali HaTosfos quote, it's found in Tosfos Im Yesh on Tzadivav Amid Beis. Tosfos here on Kuf Ches is Mitzayin to it. The Bali HaTosfos say that according to Rashi, even if the piece of meat is partially submerged in the water, still only that piece of meat becomes Aser, and it does not automatically diffuse to the rest of the pot. That's the shita of Rashi. Now, we don't know exactly where this Rashi is. The Beis Yosef already noted that we know where the Ri is, but in the Lashon of the Beis Yosef, Mashakasa B'Shem Rashi Eino Mevu'ar Kol Kach. Right? We don't know exactly where that Rashi is. If you look in the Maharsha on Sadi Vav Amid Beis, the Maharsha tells me what he thinks the source of the Rashi is. Zok the Maharsha, Hachi Mashu mi Masha Kasav de Oilei Sarasicha Mishuleha Lapiha Velo Sagile Bimala Sarasicha Bimiktas Achaticha. In other words, Rashi explains that the case on Tzadi Vavam and Beis, where the steam of the pot goes, and therefore it's mitzdarif everything together, Rashi says that the steam goes all the way up to the top of the pot. Zot the Maharsha to be medayik from Rashi that the only reason why everything is mitzuraf is because the steam goes all the way up to the pot. Excuse me, that Rashi is on Kuf Chesam Abayz, right? The Tosfos on Tzadi Vav quotes a Rashi. We don't know where the Rashi is. The Maharsha says that the Rashi is that Rashi that says that Ayyadei, the steam, it goes to the top of the pot. The fact that Rashi has to go out of his way to say that it goes to the top of the pot indicates, according to the Maharsha, yeah, it's the Rashi Diramas on Ni'er, on Kuf Chesam Abayz, where it says, Hamachasim, Ipnesha, Mehashulayim, Olin, Ad, Piha, the Yarden. The fact that Rashi says it goes all the way up to the top indicates that if not for that, so we'd assume that it's not all Mitzuraf. Now, it's not exactly abundantly clear that this is a good diak in Rashi. We could maintain that Rashi on Kuf Chesam Abayz. By the way, that's the case of Ni'er V'Kisa that we're going to encounter at length over here. Rashi says Kisa means that it goes all the way up to the top. Could be that Rashi is just giving us a Metzius. Right? The Metzius is that the steam goes all the way up to the top. I don't know. And that's what our friend the King Yendaya raises as an objection on the Maharsha. The Maharam Shif has another approach to what he thinks the diuk in Rashi is from. I don't know. I really don't know what the diuk in Rashi is from, but everyone assumes that Rashi holds that even though the meat is partially submerged, nonetheless, only that piece of meat is aser, and we are not mitzdarei for the entire kedera to be mevatel b'tipas cholov ad kan. Now, a few issues that have to be dealt with. A, do I pass on like Rashi or the Ri? You see, according to the Ri, the Pashtus is, and maybe we'll argue with this in a few minutes, but the Pashtus is according to the Ri that there is a kula, no? The Ri would say, whenever the meat is partially submerged, so automatically the entire kedera is mitarif to be mevato la tipas cholov. Right? So that's more mikoldek. Right? That's what we call a kula. Right, because right, the meat is here. Meat is partially submerged, according to the Ri. Automatically, everything here in the pot is going to mevatel that tipas cholov. Do I pass like Rashi or like the Ri? Yeah, Mark.
If it's less than shishim, wouldn't it be chadan and be more machmir?
If it's less than shishim in the entire kedera, so the entire kedera is going to be aser. But if it's less than shishim in the entire kedera, it's also less than shishim in that piece of meat. And then I'd say Hanan, and then that piece of meat would ask everything else anyway. So it doesn't really matter that much. Right? The Nafgamim between Rashi and the Ri is that the Ri is more makel in a case where I have the Tipas Cholov that hits the top over here, and then the entire Pat's Mitzdarev to be Mevatel, that Tipas Cholov according to the Ri. According to Rashi, this entire Chaticha becomes Aser, Hanan, and we haven't discussed, and then what, according to Rashi? The and then what is going to also be worth discussing, but l'cha'ayre, that conversation is only relevant for Rashi. According to the Ri, there is automatic diffusion. Now, the Mechaber says a lashon that doesn't really clearly say whether he holds like Rashi or like the Ri. The Mechaber, as we know, employs the skill of cutting and pasting. So he cuts and pastes from the lashon HaRambam, and the Mechaber writes that if there's no tam cholav, everything is mutter, and if there is tam cholav, so then nachaticha becomes aser. He doesn't really give us the tzir, what we're talking about, and the shach in os dalid and in os vav and in os yud gimel, the shach keeps on hammering to say that rov hamechabrim and rov haposkim. Right? It's interesting that the Shas Lashon to distinguish between what I would call Rishonim and Achronim, I didn't notice this until like 5 minutes ago, is Mechabrim versus Poskim. Right? Okay, hello, Dover. But the Shach Tainas, that almost everyone paskins like the Ri, with the exception of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that the Beis Yosef quotes, and the Rashba in the Teres Abayis HaAruch, almost everyone paskins like the Ri, and therefore, Lahalocha we hold like the Ri. And therefore, the Shach is Mekel. Now, when I say we, the we is not a 1,000,000% we. The we is mechaber, because the Ramah kind of throws a wrench into this entire situation, and that's a Ramah in Se'if Dalet. The Ramah in Se'if Dalet tainas that if I have a chaticha that's miksas teicharaitav, and it's not an iser davuk, so then we assume that mitzdarif kol hakadera levata ha'iser, nonetheless, that entire chaticha becomes aser. Right? That's already a compromised shita. You see, according to the Ri, and the Shach holds that I paskin like the Ri, so when I have this piece of meat, and the chaticha falls on, the tipas chola falls on this piece of meat, so according to the Ri, everything in the kedera is mevato the tipas chola, and that would mean that even this piece of meat is mutter. No? That's what should emerge according to the Ri. The Ramah in Se'if Dalet throws a wrench, which, according to the Shach, that wrench means that even though I hold like the Ri, nonetheless, this chaticha, where the tipas chola fell on it, that chaticha remains aser. Right? Why that is true, the Shach says, is because the Ramah, right, the Zayda, the Ramah, the Shach's wife was a granddaughter of the Ramah, but the Zayda, the Ramah, was Mesupik, maybe I hold like Rashi. And since maybe I hold like Rashi, so that entire piece, right, has to remain Usser, but really the Shach doesn't hold that way, and really the Shach himself is inclined, read the Shach Sif Katin Yud Gimel, the Shach himself is really inclined that the entire chaticha is mutter. Kol ha-mechaber na-achreinim hold like the Ri, ad kan divrei ha-shach. Good?
So if that chaticha remains aser, then doesn't that mean the whole kedera becomes?
No. That chaticha remains aser, but, right, this is the trick point, that chaticha remains aser, but that iser somehow will not transfer to everything else. That chaticha is going to be viewed as being separate than everything else. Halo davarhu, that's an interesting concept that we will have to talk about in a few minutes. So far, so good, gentlemen? We're just trying to set the table here. Rashi versus the Ri.
And the Shach does accept this Ramah or does not accept
this? The Shach himself does not, if I'm reading the Shach correctly, the Shach in Sif Katan Yud Gimel does not accept the Ramah because he says, Kol ha-mechabrim b'ha-poskim, or Kol ha-mechabrim b'ha-chroinim, whatever, disagree with that Ramah because they all pass on like the Ri, and therefore even the Chaticha will remain mutter. That's the understanding of the Shach. The Shach is a Ri purist. Many Rishonim. If you look in the Beis Yosef and the Darkei Moshe, I think the Shach is right, that most Rishonim seem to agree with the Ri. And by the way, according to the Ri, Ni'er es HaKedera, that the Mishnah mentions, is simply a way of taking that Chaticha, which was outside completely, and now mixing it into the rest of the kedera. No? According to the Ri, that's all Ni'er es HaKedera does. The Shach is a Riju. Taz, in Sifkotin Beis primarily, and elsewhere as well, the Taz feels that the Mechaber al Kolponim is a Rashi Jew. Remember, there are Rishonim who hold like Rashi. The Beis Yosef quotes of Rabbeinu Yerucham holds like Rashi. And the Taz says that we really hold like Rashi, and what that means is that when the Tipas Chola falls on a Chaticha that is partially in the rotiv, so then only that chaticha becomes problematic. However, what happens to the rest? So the Darkei Moshe says that this chaticha that became aser will not aser everything else. But this is all reading a Taz in Ois Beis. So that one chaticha partially submerged, according to Rashi, I say chaticha nasas nevela on that one chaticha. This chaticha is aser, and only this chaticha becomes aser. It does not aser everything else, which, by the way, is the same thing that we just said before within the Ramah, right? Gotcha? Same thing. But the Taz disagrees. The Taz writes in Ois Beis, "Lo nira lefi ani estaiti." The afal pisha in berotav delmata misayeya levata tipas cholav shenofla lefisha in arasicha magia l'sham. Mikomokoim oisa chaticha atma neseres chelak hatachton mechelak ha'elyoin v'chozeres v'oseres lamata kol harotav u'masha batocha ad shishem. Right? The Taz disagrees. And the Taz says that really what I have over here is an Isser that transfers to the entire pot. But the Isser transfers to the entire pot in two stages. First, that Chaticha becomes Asser. Because the Tifas Chol falls in the Chaticha is partially submerged, and only the Chaticha is Asser. And Lu Yitzuyer, right? If I'd be able to get the Chaticha out right away, it would be great. Because there's some process, some time of diffusion that takes occurrence, no? That takes the diffusion to occur. But if I don't get the chaticha out right away, so that aser chaticha will now aser everything else. Even though the tipas cholav hits the top of the chaticha, right? If the tipas cholav hits the bottom of the chaticha, it automatically diffuses into everything else. Because Bam Tachaticha is in the water, according to Rashi, right? And therefore there's automatic diffusion anyway. But over here, the Tifas Chalav hits the top of the Chaticha. But what happens is, like, there's diffusion. Like, it's like you could imagine the Chalav going down, down, down. Oh, the entire Chaticha now becomes Aser, and then it can Aser the rest of the pot, unless I have Shishim can neg the entire pot. So far, so good? So this is the shita of the Taz. Now, be'etzem, this machlekes as to whether that one chaticha, according to Rashi, asers everything or not, is really a machlekes harishonim that is quoted in the Darkei Moshe Ospeis. Remember, the Taz points out that according to the Darkei Moshe, it does not aser everything else, but the Taz himself feels it should aser everything else. If you look in the Darkei Moshe Os Beis, this itself is a machlekes harishonim, that the Ran assumes that the entire Kedera becomes aser, that Gos Maimoni assumes, like the Darkei Moshe, that only that chaticha becomes aser, and it does not spread to everything else. That's all beferish in the Darkei Moshe. I'm just reading it from the Shiras Hayom, because it's easier for me to, like, hone in on. But there is a third shita that seems not to get any traction in Judaism, and that's the shita of the Mordechai within Das Rashi, right? The Mordechai holds that only the top of the piece of meat becomes aser, but the bottom of the piece of meat doesn't. That's a little bit wild. That's going to be called later on in Judaism when I say chanan b'chatzi chaticha. Do I say that half of the piece of meat can become aser, or do I assume that the entire piece of meat has to be the same thing? So far, so good? So, until this point, we have spoken about a case where the tipas cholav lands on the top of the piece of meat. According to the Ri, it diffuses the entire kedera. According to Rashi, it doesn't diffuse the entire kedera. So this chaticha becomes aser. But then there's machlokes within Rashi. Once this chaticha becomes aser, does it aser everything else? The Ran says it does. The Taz says it does. The Darkei Moshe say it doesn't. Right? Like that goes maimoni. Fine. Beautiful. We did not discuss, though, the reverse case. Let's say the tipas cholav does not land on the chaticha, but let's say the tipas cholav lands in the right of. Does the top of the chaticha mitzaref to the right of, is that considered a chelak of the heter to be mevatel that tibah? By the way, in Judaism, I never get shaylas of this sort. I require a pretty good eye. It's like, oh, they're tibas chol. You're like, you have to be someone who's currently learning Yerideya pretty much to ask a shayla on this level. But in the Ba'adei HaShulchan, page 146 in the Be'urim, he notes that there are three different shitos over here about what would happen when the tipas cholo falls into the marak. One shita is the shita of the Neidah B'Yehuda. The Neidah B'Yehuda assumes that if the tipa falls into the right of, that that's also totally in the machlokes, Rashi, and the Ri. There's a certain logic to it, no? According to the Ri, when you have a piece of meat that is completely, when you have a piece of meat that's partially submerged, so we assume that there's automatic diffusion. Diffusion goes both ways. So memela for the Ri, right, the top of the chaticha is also going to mitzdarif to be mevatel that tipas cholav that fell on the right of. But according to Rashi, I'm going to say no siri. I'm going to say that that chaticha is viewed as being separate, and therefore, if it's viewed as being separate, it can't necessarily be mevatel the tipa that fell into the rotav. Alternatively, right, we could say that the case where the tipas cholav falls into the rotav is unrelated to the machlokas Rashi and the Ri, in that even according to Rashi, in this case, the top of the piece of meat should be mitsuraf to the heter to be mevatel tipas cholav. The rationale for that involves a conversation called piapua, which actually is a complicating factor in this entire sugya. Let me take a step back. Okay? Take a step back. All of the poskim ask a shayla. If you want, you could see this in detail in the Shach Ois Gimel. No? They ask a kasha that when the tipas chola falls on the chaticha, the classical case, how come the entire chaticha becomes aser? L'cha'ora, that should be like a case at Sili, and Sili only asers k'day netila, no? So why does the entire chaticha become aser? The Taz Oiskimo asks this kasha, and the Shach Oiskimo asks the kasha. And there are three answers that are given. Answer number one is somehow we treat cholov like it's a davar shamein, and the davar shamein can spread to everything. Not bad. Answer number two. We don't treat the cholav like it's a davar shamein, but we are talking about a piece of meat that's a davar shamein. Remember, we spoke about davar shamein, no? The difference between gishmak pastrami and lousy pastrami is that good gishmak pastrami has, I think they call it marbling, no? That you look at the pastrami and you see all the white stuff in it, that's the stuff that tastes good. It's not so good for your arteries, but it tastes very good, right? So that's a davar shamein. If the meat is a davar shamein, so automatically the cholav will diffuse to everything. That's the second mahalach that's found in the paiskim. The third mahalach, however, is that when the tipas cholav falls on the chaticha, the steam from the pot is going to drag the cholav to the entire chaticha. We should really say that the chaticha is only aser kedei netila, right? The din of tzli is that it's only aser kedei netila. How come the entire chaticha becomes aser? The teretz is there's steam. And the steam from the pot, right? I'm not saying that the cholav is shamein. I'm not saying the chaticha is shmeina. I'm saying that somehow the convention of the steam of the pot means that the entire chaticha becomes aser, not just the kedei netila. This is all found in the Shach Ois Gimel and the Taz. Ois Gimel, the Taz actually only quotes two of the three answers. The Shach quotes all three answers. Adkan, right? Now, what that means, L'cha'ira, is that Al Yedei the steam, I view the entire Chaticha like an integrated unit. I'll say that to the extent that this entire Chaticha can become us. Or let's say, according to Rashi, the Chaticha is partially submerged in the water, the entire Chaticha becomes usr because of the steam. I don't say that only Kedein Netilah is usr. If that's the case, we could argue that in the reverse scenario as well, the steam allows the top of the piece of meat to be mitzuraf with the heter to be mevato that tipas cholov. We could say that. Again, it really depends on which answer I accept. If I accept what I call the third answer over here, so the third answer might be a fancy way of saying, you know what? The steam means that the entire chaticha becomes us. It's more than kedein netilah. Im kenim hadivarim, and this is what the Chavos Das says, quoted in the Baalei HaShulchan, page 146. Im kenim hadivarim, I could say that al yedei the steam, even the top of the chaticha is going to be mitztaref with the kippah and rotav to be mevatel tipas cholov that fell in that rotav. So far, so good, gentlemen. Let's take another step back.
So that word means steam, piapua.
So piapua means that the iser diffuses and spreads. The question is, why does the iser diffuse and spread? Either it's the fatty iser diffuses and spreads, or the fatty receptacle of the iser diffuses and spreads, or we could say that the hevel creates the piapua. But piapua is a way of saying that it's not only usr kedein netilah, the whole thing becomes usr. That's what we're trying to get at. Mr. Press and then Mr. Jakey.
Yeah.
Am I allowed to call Jakey? You prefer Jacob? Bork? Jakey.
Either one, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so with regards to the Hebel and to the Shach quotes, I mean, it all, like, makes sense. I'm just wondering, is another way to explain it, or just, even though, like, normally, like we said, for when things are just no gea and they're not together in, like, a like keder or something, there's, like, usually it's not oser kedein kulo unless it's hedagav or other special rules. Can we just say that, I mean, he does say that the Hevel Nachluchus or whatever, Moluch Latam, he just say it's equivalent to, like, as opposed to treating it like a case of where there's Nagia between the two things, it's like, even though the Chaticha or whatever isn't in the actual pot, it's just like a Nagia where we're just viewing them like they're both in the pot. It's like it's a normal entire.
So, I mean, maybe I could say that. The problem is that, like, in the classical case of Tzli, that Aser is only Kedein Netilah, there's also, like, a Nagia. The entire piece of meat is the same, right?
Yeah.
The same chaticha, and yet only a kedein netilah of it becomes usher.
That's true. But is this case one in which it's like tantan tzli? I thought maybe incorrectly that anything with like we're talking about two things somewhere that's more equivalent to like bishul in a pot of water with just one piece on top, kind of, or something like that, or a tashil, which is more similar not to tzli but to like normal bishul, which maybe is wrong. In which case, what I said isn't true. I just thought that was the case.
I'm not 100% sure what you're saying, but if you wait 3 minutes, I might be saying
okay,
something
sure.
similar to what
Got
you're
it.
Saying.
All
right. Mr. Bork, you're not related to like the Supreme Court Justice.
No, I spelled it differently.
Well, who should have been Supreme Court Justice?
Right. According to that, the Hevel answer, then why doesn't it answer the entire pot? Like, why does it matter whether you say like Ri or Rashi? Either way, the Hevel gets everywhere. It should answer the entire pot.
You know, there's, well, if I go to the steam halach,
right,
so. So then shouldn't it answer the entire pot? Well, again, in the case, the reverse case, the case where
the
Hevel
falls on the basar.
If regular case where it fell on the basar, then the Hevel should spread it to the entire pot and it should ask the entire thing. It doesn't make a difference whether it was close to the
thing is,
or
the Hevel. Hevel can't do more than the liquid does, right?
But
Hevel is just gas form of liquid. That's what Hevel is.
But it is doing more than a little bit here because it's going throughout the entire piece, even though not
the tilo. So, the tipaschol falls on the top of this piece. So, the hevel means that this entire piece, the hevel allows it to travel from the, throughout this entire piece, instead of saying like the Mordechai says, that only the top of the piece becomes aser. That's what the Hevel does.
The Hevel is carrying the liquid throughout.
The Hevel is carrying the Tipas Cholov down through this entire piece to say this entire piece becomes aser.
So that's how we're understanding Hevel. It's not just Hevel throughout the
pot. It's not just Hevel throughout the pot. If it's Hevel throughout the pot, you know, that's a good kasha. How come when the Tipas Cholov falls on the Chaticha, I don't view it like it's falling in the entire pot?
Right.
Well, the Ri would say that. Right, the Ri would say that maybe because of the Hevel and the piece of meat is partially submerged, that it's well mitzurat. But within Rashi, I don't say that.
Right. But it still needs to be partially submerged for the Ri. Meaning, if you really in call the Hevel, maybe it doesn't even be partially submerged.
Yes, that's an interesting question, right? And that sort of gets into like the Maharsha that we began with. If the Raya for Rashi is from the Maharsha, so that means I'm not really splitting between Hevel and liquid, and then I can't say the Shach's answer. Right? Yes, sir. Mr. Pratt. Oh, you had a comment?
Yeah, I guess just to piggyback on what Jakey was saying, I just don't understand how the Chavos Da suggested the Hevel as a way to say against no to be Yehuda, no?
The Chavos Das is saying against the
Nodibi,
the top of the piece of meat would not be Mitzuraf.
Right.
So the Hevel approach says that the top of the meat is Mitzuraf, even according to Rashi. No,
right, but Rashi, so then why isn't Rashi saying that in the normal case?
Where it hits the top of the meat.
Yeah.
So the entire piece of meat becomes usser, that the Hevel has less effect than right dove. If it hits the right dove, it diffuses automatically.
Uh-huh.
But if it hits the top of the meat with Hevel, it doesn't diffuse automatically, but the Hevel creates an ability for the isser to spread throughout this piece of meat alone. That this piece of meat becomes usser. Confused. Big time.
You're just understanding Hevel differently. Hevel is not as all-encompassing as we thought.
We're also questioning the basic premise of the case. Like, the point of every assumption of the Gemara was assuming that milk can travel entirely throughout meat just to touch it. So we're questioning that premise, and we're using Hevel to explain why that's possible.
Correct.
Or saying it's coming, or saying that the butzer is shoving. We're just reallowing us to say that the Gemara's case actually makes sense when we were just questioning the entire premise for another reason.
Now, let me just add one nakuda, though, and then we'll break. And this, I hope, will make things more clear rather than make things more confusing, although look in our dear beloved friend, the Megillah Sefer, page 40. If you remember, we could not really find a Rashi who says that when the piece of meat is partially submerged, only that piece of meat becomes usser. We can't find such a Rashi. But Ken Zayin, Rashi, might be coming to answer this kasha of the Shach Sivkat and Gimel and the Taz Sivkat and Gimel. In other words, I know that when you have an Isser that falls onto the Heter, it should only Aser Kedei Netila based on the rule of Tzli. How come in this case it Aser is more than Kedei Netila? So Rashi says, you know what? Dus is dus. That's exactly the point. If the chaticha would be all the way on the top, it would only aser kedei netila. But over here, because the chaticha is partially submerged, that's why it asers more than kedei netila. I still need to say some answer of the mechanism, and maybe that answer is the hevel. But the yesod over here is that precisely because it's partially submerged in the water, that's why it's more than kedei netila. Right? It's like a fourth mahalach to answer the Shach Nataz, and that's what our beloved friend Megillas Sefer suggests. Again, there is a lot to say, but basically, I think the yisod that we're trying to get at is this machlokas Rashi and the Ri. Shach and Taz disagree whether we fundamentally hold like the Ri or fundamentally hold like Rashi, even though the Ramah seems to try to be yotzei both shitos. You should look, by the way, in the Badei HaShulchan Sif Katin Yud Tes, where the Badei HaShulchan quotes from the Chachmas Adam that fundamentally we hold like Rashi, and Rashi is a Chumrah in the normal case, and B'makim Hefsim Beruba only you hold like the Ri.
Where was that Badei HaShulchan?
19, Sif Katin Yud Tes. That's exactly the opposite of the way the Shach sets up Judaism, no? For the Shach, re, no? But for the Badei HaShulchan, we want to be machmir, and because I want to be machmir, I say, we really hold like Rashi, but B'makim Hesem Aruba, I'm going to hold like the Re. Okay, so we will pick up from here, Mirza Hashem, tomorrow, and that's it. Sounds like a plan?